local information first. This is your Community Connection on Cows 100.9, brought to you by Keene Bank.
And here we are, 1210, coming up on 1211 on your Tuesday afternoon, Cows 100.9. Yes, this is your Community Connection. It is brought to you by Keene Bank. I'm Corey Hargith here in studio with you, and it's hard to believe we're already in the second round of this four-entity rotation that we have here on the third week of the month. But here we are. We got Eric Hudspeth, the superintendent of Waseca Public Schools, joining us. How are you, sir?
I'm doing excellent, Corey. Glad to be here as we wrap up the school year and get a chance to visit with you today.
Yeah, and that's the other weird thing, that we're already talking about the end of the school year.
It is sure going fast.
Yeah, it's been 4 months since I had you in here, so.
Right. And a lot has happened since then.
Yeah, I'm sure it probably has. And, you know, we got a whole list of things. Let's see how many we can get through.
That sounds great.
Okay. That's our challenge.
Okay.
I'm probably not going to be successful. I'm usually not at it. But anyway, so we're talking about the end of the school year. You know, a couple of weeks left, but, you know, there's no countdowns or anything happening, I'm sure.
No, we're not counting down much at all, but of course we really are. Both students and staff think about the end of the school year. We wrap up with students on June 4th. We'll have graduation for our graduating seniors on Sunday the 7th, there in the afternoon at our high school. Such a great tradition in Waseca to bring the community together to celebrate our students heading out into the world.
Do you know off the top of your head, I should have asked you this beforehand, how big the class is this year?
Typically about 120.
Okay.
We're looking at right now, and I could be off by a few students because I do know that our staff at the high school is working very hard to make sure we get students across that finish line.
Oh.
And even these last few weeks, there's some final projects, some things getting done, students demonstrating what they've been able to do to get across the finish line. And then we have our ALC in there as well. So our Air Learning Center students, which could be anywhere from 12 to 20 seniors on any given year that are working towards that finish line. So I'm going to get the number exactly wrong, but it's right usually around that 120 mark.
Which, that's actually fairly steady, even from when I went through. I think we were a little bit bigger, like maybe around 20 kids. But, you know, you're going to have that fluctuation.
Absolutely. We just graduated the last 2 years, two of the bigger classes since I've been in Waseca now, six school years. And so we're starting to see some of our flattening and our norming out at about 120, like I mentioned.
And for a community that size, you know, you would kind of expect it around there. So let's see here. We want to talk a little bit about the, you know, career pathways kind of thing here a little bit. And before we get too far, the Immersive Career Fair, I was actually talking with Robin Dulles from the Waseca Area Chamber of Commerce this time last week as that was all underway. So and that kind of fits into this career pathways thing because it's all about trying to help kids, you know, find what they want to do in the next steps of life.
It sure does. And we feel strongly in Waseca that students don't know what they want to go into until they have a chance to experience it. And so the career fair happened last week. We have it out there at the arena. We have multiple of our local partners come in and have students being able to really try out some of the work that they were doing, whether it's manufacturing work. I think they had some fire patrol work going on there, law enforcement inside the building, more some kind of learning about different careers, trying to get students to experience what they could do beyond school and think about what their goals could be. Because we know that many of the careers of tomorrow may not be there quite yet today. And so we have to think about how we can prepare kids by thinking for all the options they could have and become problem solvers and thinkers.
And the more that you as a school district can help them get to know, okay, this is the direction I want to go, then the school itself can kind of help cater to that and push those kids to make sure that they're getting exactly what they need for that further education.
Absolutely. And we want our students to know what they also can experience in the Waseca community. I think sometimes when you have a community such as ours, many opportunities are seen as being somewhere else. Although in reality, so many of the different types of jobs and things students could do, they could do right in our community. And that career fair helps them understand they could stay right in Waseca, still accomplish a lot of goals that they want to accomplish.
And so let's get more into the career pathways thing. I think the last time you were here, we talked about a couple of the options that were out there for this year, like the diesel mechanics, and there was also some robotics. Is that going to be continuing into next year then?
Yeah, so very exciting. We had a local partner who's a trainer with Caterpillar, was willing to come in and do some evening courses with our students through community ed. We had some diesel engines that were that were donated to us and some local storage opportunities. And students spent several weeks taking all apart the engines and putting them back together. Our staff contributed their time on those evenings to be able to have students do that. That's going to continue into the fall in a next run. We also have had some electrician potential reaching out to expand on that program. Outside of ours, thinking outside the box, they're still earning high school credit. We can open it up to students from outside of Waseca for that particular opportunity as well. So very exciting in that regard. We also, as you mentioned, are part of a partnership initiated by Minnesota State Mankato with a few local industries in Minnesota to work on bringing robotics to rural schools in an area that we haven't been able to do it before. We had a robust robotics program in Waseca several years ago, and as many districts experience, that's very dependent on the staff you have. And so we were able to obtain some funds and some grant work, both at the federal and even local. Thank you, Waseca Area Foundation, for supporting us in this regard. We'll be able to train one of our teachers this summer on some robotics work, and we've got some kits coming in this fall to work with students to get exposed to the engineering and robotics pieces.
And there is one other piece. I want you to talk about the CEO program that you're trying to get started. But I'm looking at the clock right now. We better get to our break here first, otherwise we are absolutely going to run out of time. So we'll talk more about that and things happening as we come up on the end of the academic year with Eric Hudspeth and Waseca Public Schools when your community connection brought to you by Keene Bank continues on Cal's 100.9.
The local conversation continues with Community Connection on Cal's 100.9, brought to you by Keene Bank.
And here we are, more of your Community Connection, brought to you by Keene Bank on Cal's 100.9. Corey Hargith here with Eric Hudspeth with Waseca Public Schools. And that was completely incidental, by the way, that that ad played right coming back into the program here. And just so happens that you happen to be here with us. Don White, Dale Kuyath, of course, legends when it comes to calling Waseca sports. And just to say thank you to them, that's an important piece here.
Absolutely. They've done such a nice job being part, sharing the moments, just like as the promotion said, sharing the moments with our community, making sure that folks who couldn't be at the events felt the emotions, felt the sway of the game, depending on how it went. And Don and Dale have just been such a great, just a wonderful contribution to our community, and we appreciate them so much. We look forward to what comes next because we value making sure that our community can be part of our events with us. But you're right, we can't say enough about honoring the two of them and wishing them the best in what their next adventures are.
All right. I've gotten us off traffic here again. Imagine that.
That's okay.
So before the break, I said that we wanted to talk about the CEO program. So tell us a little bit about this.
Yeah, creating entrepreneurship opportunities is what CEO stands for. And that's an opportunity for our business partners in the community to work with our students and share some project-based business goals with them. Students will spend 2 hours of their day working with business leaders, creating their own business, creating an entrepreneurship opportunity, and then going on and to maybe potentially creating that business going forward. So it's perfect for students that know they want to go into something of a career pathway but don't know what it is now. If it's not nursing, if it's not manufacturing, if it's not, you know, something in the finance world. But they can work through all of this opportunity through many different options. What I love about it is it's business-driven. So the businesses will be the ones who will be supporting our school, and they'll be supporting our students. They support the education, and we just are fortunately just a great partner in the process. The goal is to apply this fall, with that starting in the fall of 2027.
Okay, so it takes, you know, roughly a year to get everything all, you know, up and going. Or, of course, you want to launch it at the start of a school year anyway.
Correct. Steering committee has been working hard for the last year plus in preparation of final application going in this fall.
All right. And let's see here. What do we got? About 2 to 3 minutes here. So, hey, we actually have time, believe it or not.
Rapid fire. Very good.
Yeah, we were talking about it being the end of the school year coming up, of course. Again, nobody's counting again, but June 4th, the last day for students in Waseca. But that doesn't mean that things, you know, just completely shut down for Waseca schools.
That's correct. Our summer is full of extremely busy activities through community ed events such as art classes or athletic activities. Our coaches are running sports camps throughout the summer. We're again this year offering meals at Central during the school year for or during the summer for anybody who's 18 or under, that opportunity. So if you want to be active and engage in our buildings, you're going to have the opportunity to all summer. We do have summer academic programming going on as well. So it's definitely, we don't slow down. We keep rolling 12 months a year.
And then, of course, getting ready for next year. That never ends.
That never ends. No, we're preparing right now with getting our staff set up, getting our budgets aligned, all those things that we do. Speaking of which, if you do have someone who you know is coming to kindergarten in the fall and you haven't been had a chance to get registered yet, please do so as quickly as you can. Because we want to be as prepared for those young people as we possibly can. And knowing ahead of time allows us to make sure our programs, our classrooms, all of our instruction is all set up for them when they come.
Yeah, and to make sure you got the right levels of staffing where you need them. And, you know, it's all of that kind of, I can't even think of the right word that I want here. But, you know, you just kind of make sure everything is moved around just perfectly.
We want to be as prepared as we possibly can. You know, I always say a student only gets one first grade or one whatever grade they're going to have. And so we need to be prepared for that as we possibly can. And so if you know you're heading to Waseca Public Schools for the fall, the sooner we know that, the more prepared we can be. And we had kindergarten roundup here in April, which we got to see a lot of our young people. And we're looking forward to welcoming some new Blue Jays in pretty soon.
And parents that haven't done that, how did they get that process started? They just got to contact the schools?
So you can do it directly through our website. It's all online. Registration is there. But also you can contact any one of our buildings or our district offices, and they can help you through the process.
And, you know, okay, we got just about a minute left here or so. But, you know, let's just take a minute to just give a thank you to all the staff that make all this happen.
I thank you for taking the time to do that, Corey, because we have such a dedicated staff of just over 300 people that come together every day in Waseca Public Schools to support our students from birth all the way to age 22 and beyond as they're working through their activities. And they have put their heart, soul, and time into the year. So we appreciate them very much.
All right. Well, Eric Hudspeth with Waseca Public Schools. He's the superintendent over there. But again, he does not do it by himself in any way, shape, or form. And, you know, it takes quite literally an army to make this all happen.
It sure does. Thanks, Corey, for the time.
All right. So we are going to move along here. We've got your Linder Farm Network Midday Farm Review coming up here at 12:30. And then, once again, you're stuck with me for the rest of the afternoon. I'll be back just after 1 o'clock. We'll get it all started with your dad joke of the day brought to you by Wayne Norwood Wetmore. And then be listening throughout the afternoon. I'll have another opportunity for you to win with the Steele County American Dairy Association and Casa Morena in Owatonna. So we'll talk more about that coming up in the 1 o'clock hour as well. But this has been your Community Connection brought to you by Keene Bank. I'm Corey Hargith. We'll talk in a bit.